Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I was going to start with Oscar's wedding. We're going to get to that in the first break. Oscar's wedding. The wedding show. I have to start with Tom Petty. As we tape this a little after 9 a.m. Eastern time on Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017, has Tom Petty passed away? Are we gone?
No, we're here.
No, we're here.
What are you doing, Rob?
I was putting a
Tell
card.
Me what you're doing, pal.
I'm putting a card just in the recorder.
Okay,
a new
thank
card
you.
In the recorder, yeah.
Thank you. All right. Is Tom Petty...
He is dead.
Dead.
Confirmed.
He has passed away.
Yeah, not
right.
quite as dead. He's deader than he was when CBS said he was dead, but he's as dead as he was as when the New York Times said he was dead.
I'm just doing what you did to me.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That's the equivalent of what you did when you turn over like that and start
okay, I'm sorry.
With your,
I'm sorry.
With your hands.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm freaked out a little bit today. So
I'm going to turn to my left now, but we're not going to be off the air. Okay.
I'll talk to you, Mike.
Okay.
I'll talk to you.
I appreciate that.
I'm here.
You know, just trying to do a little show.
I understand.
All. Just trying to do. Here's the thing. So Tom Petty, this aggravated me on so many levels that I can't begin to describe how frustrating it was. I think it's pretty safe to say that yesterday on social media was, and every media,
yeah.
You know, yesterday was a great day to rent a trail behind camper and put your electronic devices mm-hmm. in a safe at home.
Yes.
And drive into the mountains. I tried real hard to just escape everything and just, you know, get outside, hit some golf balls, and then when I was around television, watch anything besides the news. I made an effort. I didn't do so well
it was
all
hard.
The time.
It was tough.
Hard.
It was a big 1-2
everywhere.
Punch.
Everywhere.
Big 1-2 punch yesterday.
What I didn't ignore was social media. And I have to say this, that... right up there with regular mainstream media is social media, because we are culturally, I do believe we are quite fractured right now as a people. We think we are going to save the world, but we're really not going to save the world. And everybody feels this need to let everybody else know what they're thinking. So let me get back to the Tom Petty. So we are mourning the loss of more Americans in a shooting situation with this maniac than has ever happened before in our history. And we're in the process of that. And in between all of that, Tom Petty decides it's time to die.
Right.
And people are so excited about letting people know how sad they are about Tom Petty too, Tom Petty too. And then he wasn't dead. And it was stunning to me. Nobody gives a rat's ass about Tom Petty. Let me make that real clear to you, okay? This is not Prince. This is people just going, oh, I want to let you know how sad. And Tom Petty, too.
What if you've seen him in concert? Does it count?
I've never had the pleasure.
I have.
I've never had the pleasure.
Rob?
He was a musician. There you go. That's what he was. And it is this stampede.
Singer-songwriter.
This stampede to announce that he's dead and I'm sad and the tragedy happened. What a terrible day. It was coming so fast and furious. And then suddenly, all the people that posted that Tom Petty was dead found out, no, he's not really dead yet.
Right.
He is in dire straits, but, and then it's just like, well, what's happening? Tom, you didn't die when you said you were, what's the deal? Why, we can't tell you how we feel. And I'm sitting there looking at Carla, I said, what is wrong with people? Is it so necessary that I have to be within Within a millisecond of somebody buying the farm, I have to diarrhea out my sad words. I mean, shut the F up. Can anyone pause? Can anyone digest anything without immediately feeling this narcissistic passion to share how they feel? Shut the F up. You know, Tom Petty is a human being. I know you're sad because you like I Won't Break Down and all the other, and he was culture and a pop icon.
Heartbreaker.
And then, but shut the hell up for a second. And this is why suddenly everybody had to pump the brakes and there was this mass confusion. And suddenly, when there are people in Las Vegas, Nevada, and by the way, if you got a chance to see Jimmy Kimmel last night, one of the most heartfelt statements that I've ever seen from anybody, which my esteem for Jimmy Kimmel is just off the charts.
Already high, and last night elevated.
I fell in love with Jimmy Kimmel on the Rickles thing, which I watch routinely because he laid himself out there, and he's a crier, and I'm a crier too, so it just made me feel good that a guy that has achieved that much success as a crier. But This Tom Petty thing, although sad for his fans, and he has tremendous fans, and he has a wonderful musical career. Suddenly, Las Vegas was, within less than 24 hours of people really finding out about it, Las Vegas becomes just a little less important, and it shouldn't have been. And for everybody that was Tom Petty, Tom Petty is one guy that was old. And he, what are you doing? What?
Rob posted about Tom Petty.
I said I was surprised.
Rob posts about everybody that dies.
Well, I'm saying, if we're keeping count at home.
This is not directed at Rob.
I didn't.
This is directed
at... No, but if Oscar would have his way, you could direct it at me. Maybe that would make his day better.
Anybody else post about Tom Petty? Raise your hand. I don't see any hands.
It was so what we are. It was such an example of... There are people now. There are people that are going through. You can't even imagine the horror that people are going through.
Right.
But none of these people that post about Tom Petty get it. No. We've moved on. Okay. All right. 59 people killed in Las Vegas. But Tom Petty, and it's just like la la la. It was the greatest example I have ever seen on social media with people moving on and completely desensitized to what happened. With supreme respect for his musical talent, this was not the time to go through your little orgy about Tom Petty and then go through your little panties in a wad because somebody said he died before he really died because he'd been found in cardiac arrest. And I was just, I cannot stress enough to people how offended I was by that. And more than any of the rightest and the most passion gun defenders in the world, nothing. It was just like, I said, that's it. We have it. It's right in front of us. It's right in front of us. You want to know why more people are going to die in mass shootings? Because this is what we don't care. We don't. We move on. You know why we move on? Because our kid didn't get shot. Because our mother didn't get shot. So we don't give an ass. And it makes me so mad that we just, Tom Petty. Right. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. We are sitting there within a 24-hour window of a tragedy like this. And it, to me, on social media, I was reading on social media, that's it. It's on to the next thing. It's on to it. No, this is... If this had happened 25, 30 years ago, you would have a month of national mourning for this. You would have people continuously talking about what are we going to do to keep people safe. Instead, it was less than 24 hours, and all it took was a celebrity to die, and it was erased. Or it was put as a footnote. Those were the ones that I loved more than anything. Man, and now Tom Petty. Wow, it's really bad now. It's really bad now. Am I the only person who clued into this last night? I'm sitting there going, what is wrong? Are we good?
We're good. We're good. We're good. Right.
I was just taken out of I always say when I say taken aback, I think of the movie... Sideways with Paul Giamatti. I was taken aback. I just was so stunned at the lack of concern.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
And I don't say, look, for those people, but Mike, he was this music. No. Sorry. He was an older man. He passed away. He had cardiac arrest. I feel bad for his fans. This should not have been part of the thing. We still should be dwelling on this horror that's going on. And we don't. You know why? Because it's shown to us 7,000 times on a continuous loop of ambulances and people running and doing this. And I'm sorry. I come in for the second day in a row trying to be happy, happy, joy, joy, and not feel this gaping hole in my soul about what we have become in this country. And it's just, we are now, it doesn't rate. It doesn't even rate 24 hours if some skinny ass rocker who probably drugged himself through most of his life has his heart quit. And if people want to bash me for dissing Tom Petty, I'm not dissing Tom Petty. I'm dissing the fact that you thought Tom Petty rose to the level of 60 people being shot to death by some douchebag in a tower in Las Vegas. That's what we still should be in mourning about. And it was gone. And I mean, I welcome your thoughts. I was absolutely, maybe you haven't thought about it. I thought about it all. I went to bed sleeping about that. Carla said to me, mm-hmm. You know, you got to get out of this spiral.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And this one She's is hard right. to get out of. This is hard to get out because I just don't think we give a rat's ass.
Well, I don't know that we don't care.
I got to be honest with you. I feel helpless. There's like, why would I carry that with me all day? I didn't watch the news one iota until the evening, not because I'm some hero or I can control myself. I didn't want that to destroy my day. I have S to do.
And you're getting married this week.
Yes.
So yeah, you have to probably. It's kind of, you know, that's an interesting question I'll ask you. I mean, does this put a damper? I guess you'd rather have a better week, wouldn't you? As far as when you're getting hitched on
but
Saturday.
But I can't, look, that's to gotta be feel fair, pretty crappy. I can't walk in and lay this on to Shannon and say, let's suck this all in.
Let's forget
about what's happening right now. Don't worry about the seating chart. I just, honestly, it's selfish. It's rude. I walked around the city yesterday. This happened in Las Vegas. But in D.C., as I'm walking around, picking up stuff, running errands, I felt like everybody was in mourning.
Yeah.
There was a malaise.
Yes.
There was a malaise that was going. And I think...
But he also says
I didn't get it. I don't know if I get it down. Cocoonville's a weird place. You know, I went out yesterday right after I found out to, you know, the Cocoonville where everybody's got their 3-inch dogs and walks and picks up their crap. And I didn't get...
Well, there's a TV in every place around here, so the news is on, right?
You do a greeting and you say, hey, how you doing? I said, I'm all right.
Yeah.
And then, oh, okay. And then they... So, I mean, but that was one exchange I had with people. But...
people were down, restaurants, like everything was just down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's
just
because Oscar said it. It's hard because... it is so out of our control and you do feel helpless. And maybe the reason people keyed in to Tom Petty, maybe they had a personal connection. Maybe it was a distraction from something that was so looming and so huge and so horrifyingly frightening.
Yeah, but it's not a distraction. A distraction would be Tom Petty has a new concert coming up. A distraction would be...
Well, no, a distraction...
It's easier for them to digest.
Something easier for them to digest. Maybe I used the bad word.
It didn't make sense to me. I still can't get my head around it. I don't... But the rush
But what
to,
you say is valid. What's it's so
the,
true.
And I'm not... I swear to God, I'm not going to pound
on you. No, I understand.
I've gotten letters about people saying I'm too hard on Rob. And they're right. And the fact is that I love Rob, and I love Rob's participation on the show, and I love everything about the way he lives his life and raises his family and the way he gets along with his mom and dad and everything about it. So there, I've said it. That's out there. As far as the death situation.
That earned you 5+ points, so go ahead.
No, you get it because you do it.
I do it, but also...
And I've done it too. It is a need to... tell everybody how you feel. It's an attention thing. I do it.
It is.
Oscar's done it.
But you know what?
Pony's
yesterday
done it.
Was a genuine shock when it rolled across the first time. It was like, wow, didn't expect that. And we went through this with Jerry when Jerry passed because I did expect that. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't that big of a deal to me as a fact that, it, you know,
it
the
stunned
actual
me that we were so quick to move on.
And
to
I understand
a celebrity
that.
Death. That
I understand that, that.
You can understand how I feel about it. That it just. It's almost like disrespectful to the people that lost
Mike,
their lives in Las Vegas.
It is disrespectful to the people that lost their lives in Las Vegas.
And so I just reacted in the most negative way. And then when it was, and then when the dance began, you heard some of the people post, "Is he dead or not?" You know,
it's yeah.
Like, I want him to be dead so I can
don't show mess with me, TMZ.
It's the world of me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the world of me, Pony. You're right, and it
and
just
not everybody
wasn't...
has an outlet. So this is their outlet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's just the thing about it is I wanted more. I wanted more pause given. I still think that pause has to be given for what's going on. And by the way, our friends in Las Vegas who could not have been more gracious to us on this show. I hope you all are aware of that.
Oh, yeah.
Of the words that they said.
I've seen it.
I don't process what I say sometimes after the show. I come in and speak from the heart, and so does Oscar, and so does Rob, and I am right now. And I know that I'm going to piss some people off when I'm doing this, but it comes from the heart because I am in mourning as well. Because I really think in terms of, let me explain what I do. In a situation like this, we have listeners in Las Vegas. God, Oscar was out there a week ago. We have people that we know in Las Vegas. That's not where the connection comes in for me. Where the connection comes in for me is literally projecting myself into that environment and trying to realize what it must feel like when you're the loved one or somebody extremely close to somebody who loses their life in the most horrible and senseless way that you could ever imagine. That's what I do. And maybe I shouldn't do that. Some psychologists would say, don't do that. But that's where I come from. And I think the people that get angry when they see thoughts and prayers, that yes, they're right. It's now a hackneyed instant response. And it's all we can say because we can't think of anything else to say. And it just, I don't know how long it's going to last. I don't know whether it's going to linger or not. And the feeling, Oscar said, of helplessness, that comes into play when I think about, you know, I'm on all these mailing lists. I'm on Sandy Hook, which is a gun legislation website. And it's, I feel helpless when I read their posts, when I read the you know, some of these parents.
The helplessness is part of what makes you feel sick at your stomach, I think. And I, when I say you, I mean makes one feel sick in one's stomach.
It's
because
it's a
you,
feeling of helplessness.
One of the things that I've been through as a dad is you want to be able to fix things, whether it be for your wife or for your children. You don't want them to be in a place or a situation or have something going on that you can't repair
fix.
It
yeah.
when they're over and above. And when it is out of your grasp, when it is something that is so heinous and horrible, but you can't fix it, that is the hardest part of being a parent. And that is one of the things when you look at something like what happened in Las Vegas or Sandy Hook, it's out of your grasp. And it feels like there's nothing you can do. Even if
it
you
doesn't
donate
mean
or
you don't
legislate.
Care.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you don't care.
I do respect people that are out there putting their asses on the line.
God,
in the media
yes.
That are trying to do something. They're trying to get the word out. I have an overwhelming sense of shirking my responsibility on days like this. I have an overwhelming sense of, you know, keep it light, keep it fun and stuff like that. When I really just think I should be screaming at the top of my lungs because I think that this is stuff that can be fixed. And I hope we can fix it someday. I really do. And I'm not going to give up hope. I'm not going to be
good
in a situation where I'm going to give up hope that we can't, you know, prevent this kind of carnage. One guy going like this, randomly, not even looking, just going da 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 da. That's how skillless it was. That's how much lack of skill. There was no skill involved. This wasn't. But what's the movie Full Metal Jacket where he talks about the sniper in Texas, on the tower in Texas, where because he was trained by the Marine Corps to be a sniper and he was picking. There was no. This was just if you want to call that a skill, I call that learning how to murder. But you know, it's just it's something that I hope. I hope they get it. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. I doubt it. It never happens. You know, nothing ever really changes.
I mean,
you know?
Again, I don't think we should stop talking about it because you have to address it. You can't just. I mean, look, I like light. I don't blame you. I like the fact that you, out of the three of us, really embrace what's going on And I think that we complement each other the way we should on this program, because if we all came in here, you know, with our fists,
doom and gloom, yeah, it would be horrible.
It would be horrible.
Yeah, we'd change it to the pony show, is what we would call it. Is the Matthew Bloom.
Nobody wants that.
The pony show.
Matthew Bloom's doom and gloom.
With that said, doing what we did yesterday. Sorry I had to do it a second day, but I'm not sorry. I think that sorry for the fans of Tom Petty. I'm very, very sorry. He was an iconic musical artist. I'm sorry I said that about Drake. I have no idea how he lived his life. That was me getting pissed off. I have no idea. I'm not going to pass judgment on a guy. God knows mine could stop. You know, I could be sitting there in a Chipotle.
Can you imagine?
You know, boom, thump, 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 like that. Could stop on this
he
show.
He got the new cheese.
That's right.
He got the new cheese.
His last words were, the queso is no good.
Tomo is here, Mike. He's been waiting patiently in the green room.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. We'll bring him in. And I've got the mailbag. This is it.
We can put the mailbag off for a day. Don't worry
about it. We're going to put the mailbag off for a day.
He's got some bone broth here.
We're going to bring Tomo in, because the next segment, when we start the show, we will talk about the wedding of Mr. Oscar Santana. Tomo, how are you, Tomo?
How's it going?
Hold on, Rob's got to run the board.
I thought we were going to go. Didn't know we were going to come in.
Hi. My mic is live. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Tomo.
Hey.
Are you recovered from Las Vegas? And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean recovered from the bachelor festivities that you had.
Well, that's why I have bone broth with me.
Yes.
Bone broth. We'll talk bone broth and Oscar's wedding when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I just learned how to drive, too. I'm 26 years old. I just got my license this year. That's pathetic. But I was very happy to get it, and I got to rent a car a couple months ago because I was driving to a college show that I was doing. So I went out and I rented a very fancy Hyundai Sonata, which is a Korean classical music car. And I did the whole drive in one night, so it was 3 hours one way and 3 hours back. So I got back to my street at about 3 o'clock in the morning. I start to parallel park about 3 a.m. I'm done about 3:20, and I get out of the car. And there's this guy standing there on the sidewalk next to my car. And I should say also, he's not like old or sick or anything like that. He's just like a young guy in a suit with his shirt open. And he's standing there staring at me, and he goes, "Excuse me, are you Polish?" And I said, "No, actually, I'm Irish and French." Like he and I are going to have a chat or something. He starts to open the back door to my car, and he goes, "Please, drive me 3 blocks to Greenpoint Avenue." And I said, "No." And he kept opening the door, and he kept going, "Please, I am so tired." And I said, "You don't understand. I'm not a taxi driver," which I have never had to yell at anybody before. Then I realized, I was like, wait a minute, I just got my license a couple months ago. Like, is this something that happens? Some rule they didn't teach us? Like, if you're on the street at 3 o'clock in the morning and you're not Polish, you may have to drive a guy a few blocks. Or worse yet, was it gonna be one of those like street smarts things? Where the next day I come out and like my car is like sawed in half and there's some guy standing there like, "Hey, what happened to your car?" And I'm like, "I don't know, I was parking last night and this guy was standing there," and he's like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. Did he ask if you were Polish?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "You gotta give those guys a ride, kid. Welcome to Brooklyn."
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
I've never heard that before. Live from
the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the now. We're on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Woo! Designed by Mr. Tomo over here.
Hey, hey.
24/7. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. Brought to you by That's It. Let me tell you about these amazing bars I found called That's It. That's It started with fruit, and they're now conquering the veggies. Let me tell you how amazing these bars are. They're gluten-free. They're kosher. They're vegan and raw diet friendly. A great way to get one full serving of vegetables every day. They're under 100 calories and super delicious. No added sugars or preservatives. carbs and a great source of fiber. My favorite is the black bean and carrot. Fantastic.
Ooh. So good.
With the big, bold flavor, getting your veggies never tasted so good. That's It is offering our listeners an amazing deal. Just go to thatsitfruit.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Do what we did. Try these new That's It veggie bars. You are going to love them. Again, go to thatsitfruit.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Your taste buds on the wedding show. Your taste buds and your body will thank you, and that's it. We are very, very, very happy to have them as a sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomo, by the way, sorry about the mailbag. Sorry about my rant at the beginning, but the fact is we'll get to the mailbag tomorrow because I just I start the show sometimes, and I'll say to the guys, we'll talk about Oscar's wedding in the opening vignette, and then I thought we'd move on to the mailbag, but then I forgot that Tomo was coming in today, and then Tom Petty just sort of smashed his way out of my mouth. I just couldn't contain it anymore because I'm still in mourning over what has been such a terrible period of time. So Tomo is here. We are delighted. It's been too long, my friend.
Yes, it has. It's good to see you.
How are you?
Too long. Too
good. I'm doing good. Really good. I'm not eating this week. So
tell me about I saw immediately when you came into the studio, you furnished Mr. Santana. It looks like Mr. Spiewak. Yeah. Is that your bone broth?
Homemade. So
this is
chicken bone broth using only the finest organic bones I could find. It takes a couple days to make.
Now, when you do it, what happens to the rest of the chicken?
Do you donate it to a shelter?
Yeah, I mean, there's meat on those bones.
I didn't buy like a live chicken.
Well, I know that.
Spiewak is thinking chicken salad.
Well, you can scale up your chicken.
You cook it with the meat and the bones, and you throw veggies in there. And this batch, we actually put something extra in there. I won't tell you right now.
It explains the yellow color, Mike.
Can you give his microphone a little boost?
Yeah.
He sounds seriously...
You know, I know we could go the whole show.
Oh, really?
Because if I didn't say anything, I just want to make sure that we get him tweaked
right.
up a little bit.
Tomo's world. Game.
Do you take a full chicken, or do you eat the chicken and then and then boil the bones?
Well, you basically just boil everything, meat, chicken, throw in veggies and some extra stuff that I won't talk about right now. Don't ask. And
don't ask, don't tell.
Boil it for a good couple days.
And is this your thing? Is this your new go-to diet plan or what?
Yeah, well, the diet, if you can call it that, is really fasting. And so the rules of fasting, no food, you drink water, you can have coffee. That's the only reason I can do this.
Still sounds like he's in the back of the room.
Yes.
All right, so here's the thing. I've heard about this. I'm always, even though I really never think about weight loss, I've heard about what you have been doing. This is kind of trendy, but it's been around for a while, right?
Sure.
It's been out there, and it's been people have done it. The bone broth. How long have you been doing it? How's it working for you?
For a few months. What happened was, my brother came over to my house a few months ago, and I hadn't seen him for at least 3 months. And he was gaining weight. He was getting bigger. And then the next time I saw him, he was like Steve Jobs skinny. And I was like, what the hell did you do?
Like, are you okay?
And he's like, I read this book on fasting, and I just fast now. And I was like, are you crazy? Like most people go, are you crazy? You're starving to death. But it turns out that it's not like that at all. It's a lot easier than you think. And so the longest I've ever done it for was 7 days. 7 days without eating.
Let me tell you a story, Toma.
Yeah.
Last night, I enjoyed a few of those pretzel bites and a low-calorie bread sandwich that Carla made. That was my dinner. I went through the evening and drank a lot of water, got about 9,000 steps in yesterday, which is good for me, and was watching the Redskins game. And suddenly in the third quarter of the Redskins game, Mrs. O'Mara decided to turn in. Because of all the events, we kept the little guy close to us, and we let the little guy sleep in the big bed last night with us, which is extremely rare, but we wanted to keep him close to us last night. You know how I'm sure a lot of parents felt the same way.
Sure.
So he goes into the big bed, and I'm all by myself. I'm out there, and that's when the pangs begin. And it was just like pang, 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 pang. And it was into the kitchen. During one of the breaks, which is really unusual.
Were the pangs calling you?
The Pangs were calling me, and normally during a football game, I'm quite sedentary. You sure. know, I can go three quarters without my feet touching the floor. I truly can. I can be that spectacularly, you know. And then I was into the kitchen, and I began to forage.
Oh yeah,
there was no bone broth. And Mrs. O'Meara has done a wonderful job in making the kitchen a very hard place to forage. She's given up the idea of squirreling stuff away.
No more hiding places.
No more hiding places because she knows I'll find them. Because right. I will. You know, that's like the that's when I will engage in maximum flexibility if I think there's a stash of food somewhere.
A step stool?
So what it ended up being was a half a cup of cottage cheese.
And, that's God. Not even a fun cheat.
I was, but I was very, very proud of myself. But then I said, it's not, you know, I finished the cottage,
it's
cottage
low
cheese.
Carb. That's
and
great.
I said, you know, but this isn't satisfactory. And that's when, I pulled back to the side, the, Cheerios and discovered the multigrain goldfish. Was confronted this morning by Mrs. O'Meara by, what is he going to eat with his sandwich for lunch?
Oh no.
My God.
But anyway,
taking food from the hands of a child.
So when I hear bone broth,
no snacks,
I think one thing. I think taste, flavor.
Yeah.
It just seems to me, well, we've used the word a lot, Rob, unrewarding.
Yes.
it seems like that would be unrewarding, Tomo.
Well, I brought some into the studio. I wish you were here to try it, but...
Are we going to have a taste test?
Yeah, I think you guys should dig in.
I need to lose about 7 pounds.
Hold it. Showmanship, boys. We're going to...
Well, I'm getting it ready. I'm not going to take it now.
Let's take a quick break, and we will come back with bone broth.
Bone.
Fresh off the bone. Right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
An all-new O'Meara cast is ready for you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Marcus Serta is back, and this week he highlights all the shows on the More Network with P1 Matt Preisner of Madison, Wisconsin.
Because it's taken him years to actually, you know, write me a letter and say, hey, I'd like to be on the show.
This week, Marcus and Matt talk about big-time guest stars, sex and beer.
Everybody has an opinion in O'MeraCast.
Download it today and listen on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeO'MeraShow.com.
Dreams do come true.
Is it Serta saying that?
Yeah, it is.
Marcus Serta's funny.
He's
I
great.
Like welcome back. Now stop it. Behave yourself. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Draft Fantasy Football Fans. Yeah. You got to try our new favorite app, Draft. Rob, how did you do? Did you do okay?
I'd love to say I break even, but let's just say I broke even.
I won $8.10.
Yay! Big winner. Who's the winner?
Big
Oscar's
win.
The winner.
$3 bet.
Honeymoon money.
Big winner.
Honey money.
Anyway, Draft Weekly Fantasy Football. You play real live snake drafts with other people. The draft lasts for just a week. There's no management, no salary caps. Just set it, forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. You don't have to worry about trades, waiver wires, any of that stuff. Draft even takes care of last minute injuries for you. And based on if some of your players happen to be the Redskins, you might need to check that injury.
Auto draft. Well, if someone calls you and you're in the middle of a draft, you hit auto draft, it'll take care of the rest for you.
Perfect.
I love it. Draft start every couple of minutes. The best part, cold hard cash.
Baby.
Draft start from $1. So there's a draft for everyone, everybody. Come and join us on draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search draft in your app store and join a game in minutes or play from your computer like I do with playdraft.com.
Can I ask, if you don't mind, because I'd like to get as many followers as possible on draft. You can either take my money or take your money.
You just did what Rob did, though, by the way, you know, because that your signal sometimes is
I apologize. We should make a new signal. Signal, does that work?
Yeah, make this signal when we have connectivity issues.
Okay.
Yes, then what will I do when I'm ready to do the audio vault?
did you want to say something about draft?
You can follow us, Oscar F. Santana, on draft. And look it up.
I think we all know what the F stands for.
For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you got to use the promo code TMOS. That's right. Play real money games for free just for using the promo code TMOS or on your first deposit on draft. Just search draft in the App Store or go to Play Draft and play free with promo code TMOS. We had music in back of me and we didn't any. I'm so paranoid about hurricane
Be
connectivity
not paranoid.
Today.
Be not paranoid.
Why did the music go
Because
away?
The I'm record ended.
Oh, the record ended.
Goddamn record.
Stupid
damn record. All right, let's do our taste test. Tomo has brought
bone broth.
And yes. I think bone broth is a misnomer. What he has made is chicken stock, because if it starts with meat and vegetables and everything, it's going to have some of the chicken fat in it. Do you get the fat?
Yeah, but chicken stock sounds fatty.
It's a lot of fat. This is going to be more fat than you've ever experienced.
Oh, I doubt that.
Talking to the wrong guy.
Yeah.
You want to repeat that? Trust me.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. So you say this is going to be more fat than you've ever had. If, yeah. More fat than if, say, I got dulce de leche.
Dulce de leche.
Hagen. Dulce de leche. What is it? How do you pronounce
dulce.
It?
Dulce.
Dulce. Dulce de heart dulce. Attack is the proper pronunciation.
It's more like if I had premium ice cream, a pint of premium ice cream.
What? How much fat is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's collagen. I mean, collagen. It's like real fat.
Big lips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's what real are you gonna, fat. You're going to look like Angelina Jolie if you drink this?
How much weight total have you lost?
Well, the last time I fasted was 7 days. I lost 20 pounds.
In 7 days?
7 days, yeah. And I felt great. Believe it or not, day six, I was in the gym. I was like hitting the heavy bag. I was lifting weights. I had so much energy. Like, it's incredible. I recommend everyone just try it.
Live show fast.
Wow.
Yeah, just when people talk about fat, I think ice cream. That's just an automatic
I mean, everybody does, except for the bone broth people.
So you'll sip the bone broth, and then your lips will get really, really collagen-y.
Hasn't happened to me yet.
I wonder if Ben and Jerry's could do a bone broth flavor.
I interrupted you. You asked about the weight loss. What is the weight loss?
So 7 days without eating was 20 pounds.
And that when you say not eating, you're eating just the broth?
Well, not always. Sometimes you just have water throughout the entire day.
What about coffee?
The bone broth is one, it's really good for you. But two, it really helps if you have some hunger pains. But a lot of times you don't.
It satiates you?
Yeah, it's protein. I mean, it's like making chicken soup or turkey soup.
How many days have you gone with nothing?
7 days.
And do they recommend that as a limit, or is that your personal limit, or how do you?
Well, no, they don't actually. They say just listen to your body. And when day seven came, I knew it. I knew it was time to eat.
What was the first thing you ate?
A spoonful of peanut butter, because you're supposed to slowly introduce food back in.
Excuse me, I'm listening to my body.
What's it say?
Let me listen.
Okay. Can you buy this somewhere?
Can I quote
I'm
you?
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, bring the microphone down here. Thank you.
Mike O'Mara has released a statement.
You can really tell who cares about this and who doesn't.
Oh, shut up.
I'm never not eating.
Oh, shut up, you. I mean, 7 days, I mean, you know.
It was fun.
It sounds fun.
It was a lot of fun. Experimenting.
Is there? Have you consulted a physician about this?
No, I read a book, though.
Sure.
He did read a book.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. So it just seems, it's certainly, I've read about it. I know that people do fast for long periods of time. I really love Gandhi.
How long do you boil the bones?
He did it for the people.
2 days.
But I mean, seriously, 2 days of constant simmering?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, I thought it was crazy. Turkey soup, 5 hours tops.
If you develop the app right now, I will give you my own homespun.
I love Gandhi. I like Gandhi. I really do. Anyway, this is really hard. So it seems extreme, but it's been success. You feel good?
Oh, you feel great
looking
when you're doing it. Yeah.
You feel great like on your seventh day of not eating.
No, the seventh day I did not feel great. The sixth day.
That's an incredibly radical amount of days.
It is.
People can get a little wiggy. How do you feel? What's the bad part? We took the good. Let's get the bad. The good part is the weight loss. What's the bad part when you get to like day five, six?
You start dreaming about pizza and dough. You know, like you start thinking about all your favorite foods.
Wow, I'm on day six all the time. That's my life. I'm in a perpetual day six lifestyle.
Rob dreams about dough every other night.
I'm dreaming of dough again. Listen to my body.
Oh, my God. So say someone doesn't want to do a radical 7-day don't eat fast. What if you eat just the broth all day?
Well, listen, we all fast. We all sleep at least 8 hours a day. A lot of people will skip breakfast. That's a 12-hour fast. That's intermittent fasting, and that has a lot of health benefits as well.
But I thought you were supposed to eat breakfast, and that's the most important meal of the day.
Well, can I put the disclaimer?
I'm not so
though?
Sure.
Hold on, let me get the disclaimer in here. Can we bring in the disclaimer guy, please?
Please,
yeah, bring him.
Oh no!
Hi.
Oh, it's sausage fingers.
Sausage fingers.
Todd Moore's views of his own that he got from reading a book and do not in any way represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's important to point out that Todd is not a physician. He's a software developer. And don't do something without talking to your doctor.
Hey, Sausage.
Hi, Rob.
Have you ever been on a fast?
Not a chance. I had breakfast 35 minutes ago, and I could eat my fingers right now.
I tried to fast yesterday without the bone broth.
Right.
And I broke down right after the Redskins lost.
Yeah.
Not because so we're all bummed out. Let's eat all of this.
Mike, you and I have both done those harebrained lose weight quick schemes, you know, yes. as disc jockeys. And
right.
a lot of them involve a 2-day fast or a cleanse
they
before
do?
Begin. Yeah.
Good to
and
know.
At the end of the
Hot
second
sauce and vinegar.
At the end of the second
crap.
Day, it's just like, I can't do this. It's just you
Do you dream of food?
I dream of killing myself. I guess, yeah.
Well, you can have coffee, and I wouldn't be able to do this if I couldn't drink coffee.
Here's the question I was trying to get answered here. If you eat just the broth,
uh-huh.
can you lose a lot of weight just
oh,
doing
yeah.
the broth?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
but how much broth do you have a day?
I have a cup at most.
What, throughout the entire day?
Yeah. A
yeah,
cup?
Yeah, for dinner usually.
For a meal, that would be like, if you were to split it evenly, 2.5 ounces of broth is your meal.
How do you distract yourself from
2¾, if you want to be honest?
You can still look in the fridge.
Oh, my
you
God.
You just can't yeah. eat anything you
well,
see.
Well, Mike, look, I right now I'm at 180.
Can you dip a potato wedge in the broth?
How about a potato
but
skin?
But you can't eat the potato wedge.
Mike, okay. I'm at 186 right now.
Wait. That's good.
No, it's 175 is my goal by Friday. And I will
Piece
try
of cake.
This.
Oh, okay. So,
I will
you,
try
so you're going to be sitting there. You're going to fall on your ass when you have your wedding. You don't want to do something.
I think I can do this.
When they ask him at the altar, do you take this woman? He's going to say Mambo Dog Face to the banana patch. he's not going to be of right mind.
So, you, Oscar, you've had Todd's broth before.
I have not.
Well.
My first time.
Todd's broth.
Todd's broth.
Special occasion.
All right, I don't sample like the way the broth. That sounds. Let's right. do a taste. Let's go with Rob. Rob's the one that's getting the first
yeah.
sip okay. of broth. Let's say right up to the microphone.
You know, it has a good nose to it. It smells like a homemade chicken soup.
Okay.
But let's listen. It's a... what I like about it is it's room temperature. Not too hot, and certainly not too cold. Let me one more. Hold on.
Oh, God. Oh,
that's
no.
nasty.
Oh. It's not how you eat it.
You know what? It's how I eat it. Todd, it is surprisingly good. I would use that as a base for a soup that has real food in it.
It's a base, not a meal.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It is. It's good, wow. though. You have a little light on the salt. Can
now,
use a little salt, a little
Oscar
pepper.
Oscar asked this earlier. Where can you buy it at
yeah,
the store?
I
you
go
cannot.
To the grocery store.
You cannot. This is not chicken broth that you buy at the store. This is bone
it needs
broth.
The bones.
And you won't be able to buy it on Amazon. I tried. It's poor quality. You have to make this stuff yourself. It takes a long time.
Yeah.
And you got to take the bones. You got to crack them. You got to get that bone marrow out. You got to get the collagen. This is really healthy stuff.
How often does, I mean, you're boiling Wait,
is this,
it for
is
two
this
days.
Kind of rela- isn't this kind of related to that whole fluoride thing that you were talking about a few years ago?
any fluoride in this?
Well, that's you should have good water. I mean, that's step one. I've moved on.
I'm a water snob.
I still drink distilled water, by the way.
His water is the best water yep. on the market.
Todd's
water.
We had
a boys trip with Tomo and Oscar, and it's going to be a cabin in a mountain and several cases of beer and just Oscar and Todd and me, and the whole thing is gonna drink as much as they want, and it's just gonna be me lecturing Todd. That's all. That's all.
Sign me up. I'm in.
Now, Todd, when you simmer this, you say you're simmering this for days. The water goes away, so you have to keep adding water,
yeah,
I assume.
I add some of my non-fluorinated water
to
it.
Okay, don't get
I'm being serious. I'm being serious.
Okay. Do you use distilled water?
I use distilled water. I have a guy now. I used to make the distilled water, but now I have
you use distilled water like I do with our CPAP mask.
Exactly, Mike. That's when I use it. I have a dusty gallon of it up in my bedroom next to my unused CPAP mask.
How often do you change your water in your CPAP?
I haven't used it in a year.
You don't use your CPAP mask?
No, I say bring death to me. I love it.
I'm addicted to it. I use it every single night. Right. I refill it every night.
Hey, you know what? You could probably use it for your Halloween outfit. You can go around. CPAP
basically, it blows air into your airways so that you breathe. The problem is, mine, when I got it set up, was set up on, force more air into my mouth.
Right.
And, so now it's like at too high a level, and my buddy that helps me with it is like on the West Coast.
Right, I remember that.
And so if my buddy's listening, Sag, I need your help to help me with this thing, because now what happens, like by morning time, I guess my breathing slows a little bit, and the wind coming out of the machine is like... Like that. And it almost blows my mask off my face, and I'm waking up. I'm not getting
of sleep. And you were doubled in size.
What about
the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
If you did the bone broth, you wouldn't need the mask anymore.
Yeah, it'll fix it.
Yeah.
But you can't put bone broth in the CPAP machine. I know this because I tried. I put liquor in mine.
Can I try this?
Yeah,
yes. I've never tried. Go ahead. No. Oh, you've not? I thought you had tried.
No,
the bone
I've never
broth.
Tried. No.
I'm gonna pass a photo over to Rob. This is in the chicken bone broth. What is that?
Oh, how is it, Oscar?
Oh. Yeah, it does taste pretty good.
It's not bad, right?
Could you throw salt in it?
Yeah, sure.
Pepper, too. Yeah, heavy pepper.
Salt. We're all such Americans.
And you know what?
Salt.
I could see this. Look, this is better than nothing. Better than nothing. If you're going to fast.
Yeah, so is a tube of toothpaste.
No, that's fluoride.
Toothpaste. Oh,
this is healthy.
Hey, look who's here.
Can't you just slice up a carrot? Put a carrot.
No.
Put a carrot in?
No.
Now, you see,
a carrot.
Todd has passed me a photograph that I think he wants me to be upset, but actually I think it's cool, although I think Oscar will, I don't think he'll react the same way. This chicken broth is made with chicken feet.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
That has the most collagen. That's why it tastes so rich.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
You savage.
I mean, hey, Rob, if you drink enough of this, you'll run
like
your...
I'm sorry.
Oh, I had my joke.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Can I excuse you?
That's
pick?
My job.
Send Mike this pic.
Okay.
You have to see this pic. It would not
all right,
do it justice.
Let me
justice,
see the
pic please.
Before we go to break.
It's like he's
break.
Doing voodoo.
No, it's fine.
I did have to go to the Asian
send
market.
Send it to Mike.
You
send
can't buy this at a grocery store.
Mike, this is not American. This
my joke was hack anyway, Oscar. It was a hack joke. I said, hey, with chicken feet and Rob's broth, you got to drink a lot of it. He'll run his mouth more than he normally does. There we go.
And I stepped all over it.
So wait, chicken feet in the broth?
Sure.
Yes.
We just texted you the picture. This is going to be the show pick. It is disgusting.
I think it's fantastic that he went to the effort to go to an international mart to make us lunch.
I mean, it's feet.
It's feet.
It's feet.
But that's where all the collagen is.
I do have one question.
Joints, you know?
One question for you, Todd, is after you drink all this broth, why did you cross the road?
Okay, on that note, let's take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. We've got Tomo. We've got broth.
Broth!
Hey,
broth.
Are you going to give a little of your broth to Pony when we come back?
Yeah, all of it.
Pony's
broth. Pony's
broth.
Pony's broth. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Cooper's Hawk. When I'm not serving the finest wine of Bob's Brewery Chicago, I like to listen to podcasts. Recently, after being verbally berated by a hobbled old man with his way out of league wife, I learned all about the Mike O'Mara Show. And that's what I learned all about the TMOS Wine Enthusiast Club. It's all things wine and all things TMOS. Look it up on Facebook today. Buy a wine membership.
Stop dragging my
This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you in need of great talent for your business but short on time? You don't have to get lost in a huge stacks of resumes to find your perfect hire. You don't have to deal with that. Just to get the right tools, smarter tools. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just a click, so you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. Then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just a day. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. One more time, try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Welcome back to the show. Well, did we give Mr. Bloom his little sip of broth yet?
Mr. Bloom is standing by.
Did I teach you that here?
Do you eat like your marsupials? We've never actually seen you eat.
We've seen him nibble. He nibbles on the trail mix.
But something with that consistency. All right, he's looking
at Why would you not do it on the microphone?
Because my microphone was off.
Oh, yeah, I hear it being off right now.
He does automatically go away from the
microphone. Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Josie, what did he do?
Grossy.
He slurped.
What do you think?
That is good. That is like a solid chicken broth.
Kimchi?
More substantial than a chicken broth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it Korean enough for you?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's...
Are you sexually aroused right now?
Yes. I mean, so this gross. Is from Todd's bone.
Mike, you got the picture of
Todd's bone.
I saw the chicken feet.
He had to cut the toes off.
Yeah, they have nails.
Well, wait a minute, but you cut the toes off, but I mean, you're just soaking anyway, so right, don't you, it's not like you're going to eat the chicken feet, correct?
All right, let's not get too technical here.
Yeah, he doesn't want to reveal all his secrets.
But you want to open it up, you open up the bones, you get to the marrow, right?
Break the nails off. Sure, I'll go with that. So you break the nails off the chicken feet to get the marrow, is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So that's the best part.
The thing about chicken feet, I'm probably...
You have an opinion on chicken feet?
Wait, you have a thing about chicken feet?
Here's the thing.
I'm the only person in this studio that has probably visited a chicken farm on the Eastern Shore in Denton, Maryland.
Ooh.
On the Eastern Shore.
Denton.
I believe I went to a 4th of July party at a chicken ranch, and it was the middle of the summer, and
now,
they
brought me... Now, when
you
say chicken ranch, it's not like a...
It's not Dennis Hoff.
Not a house of prostitution.
No, they don't have hookers down in Denton, Maryland.
No, they need to cut the nails there, too, by the way.
at the chicken ranch?
Yes.
At the bunny ranch.
Bunny ranch. My apologies to all the ladies.
There was a chicken ranch, though, wasn't there?
I believe there was. Yeah. That's the best little whorehouse in Texas was called the Chicken Ranch, wasn't it?
The Chicken Ranch. Here's what... I'm getting so distracted.
Don't be.
This is the point I wanted to make. Chicken feet. I was in one of those coops. And it's not, to call it a coop is an understatement. It's a chicken barn. It's a barn with all those chickens.
The C. Everett and, coop, wasn't it?
Am I going to be able to do this?
You've got to guess.
I'm trying. That's true. And here's the thing. I went into the barn, and as far as the eye could see, it's chickens walking around. And guess what they're walking on? They're walking on their own poo.
Yeah, it's true.
It's chicken crap. Yeah. And it was hot, and I went, and she said, now I just want to prepare you for the smell. And I'm like, okay. And I opened the door, and it was just a sea of chicken
kick
poo.
To the teeth.
I can only imagine, because when you drive Route 50 to the Eastern Shore and you go by the Purdue plant, and I believe there's another one.
Have you ever been in back of a chicken truck?
Oh, God, yeah.
It's the foul. It's the foulest.
So to speak.
Known to mankind. Foul. It smells foul. I'm sorry. It was nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty.
Did you get close to the chickens?
Well, I mean, they
Did
were
they have large
around.
Talents?
No, but chicken, you know, it's chicken ass is permeates everything.
It's bad.
So it kind of grosses me out when I see the chicken feet. You know, I don't think you can clean them up. It's the same thing with chitlins.
Yes.
You know, that's intestines, pig intestines. And do you remember when Robert the Angry Mailman brought in the chitlins?
Don't talk about it. It was.
Do you remember that?
Yes. I believe
and they tasted like poo. It
they were
like,
rife with fecal like, matter.
Yes, yes, it was disgusting.
Gross. Yeah. Is that what kidneys taste like? I've had those.
No, no.
You know, I don't mind kidneys. Kidneys, lamb kidneys. My dad used to cook a lamb chop, and then he put a toothpick into the kidney and wedge it into the sure. lamb chop and grill them. And they were delicious, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, kidneys. all the innards, they can be prepared nicely. Innards. But I think that when you're dealing with chitterlings, I think that the cleaning of the chitterlings is key. And if there's any trace of
the... Had Robert the Angry Mailman cleaned his own chitterlings?
I think he was responsible for the cleaning and the prepping of the chitterlings.
Oh, no!
As I recall, if we can really go back to that era, he was trying to launch sort of a catering business. And he was...
Chitlins to go?
Well, Mike, am I right? And he brought by some of his signature dishes, including...
He had good lasagna. Remember when he used to bring his lasagna?
Yeah, but the sausage in it, it was big hunks.
It was question. I always thought it might be human.
Yeah. But it was... And so we were taken with the lasagna, and then he said he's going to up his game. And when he brought in the chitterlings, and I was excited to taste them, because I'd never had them.
Of course, you and I both were, because we're fat.
Yeah.
And it's food.
It's soul food.
And it's food.
And I tasted it, and it was like, you know, a trip to Raymond Burr City. I didn't like it.
It was not cool.
No,
I didn't like
not
that.
Good.
But the broth...
But you wash the feet, right?
Just like so.
Like in church?
Well, like, you know.
No, not like in church, like before you cook it.
So hold on. How do you
of course we washed it.
How do you prepare the chicken feet for your broth? Do you roast them and then put
it
in the broth?
Yes, you roast first.
You roast and then dip them in the water?
Hey, I want to tell you something about these
chicken
feet.
Throw them in the water.
Okay, stop it. Behave yourself. My God. So what do you do again? I'm sorry. I'm trying to get information. Here. This has been this. I have a low grade headache right now. I can't give everyone all the reasons. You won't hear it thanks to post production.
You know what the great thing about fasting is, Mike?
What's that?
You save a lot of time. Think about all the time you spend eating and going to the bathroom. You get all that time back.
That's interesting.
Oh my God!
That's a
life hack.
That's
a life hack.
How does it, can I say this? You seem extraordinarily calm and
happy.
Relaxed. You seem very happy.
Yeah.
Does it enhance your mood?
Yes. It's amazing. It's like a miracle
drug. Our gut is our second brain. Mm-hmm. Our gut is our second brain.
You don't seem to be posting on Facebook and angry.
Oh, Mike!
I stay off the Facebook. I try to.
But you do seem, does it enhance your mood? Does the broth enhance your mood?
I want you to do this. You will feel so great. You have no idea. You'll be able to focus.
Yeah, spoken like someone that doesn't have to work with Mike O'Meara.
I think all y'all should do it.
Hey, listen, if I was going to do this, what do I do?
So,
you got to make the broth.
You have to make the broth.
Hey, Carla.
Yes. Yes.
Carla, come on in here. Tomo's on the show. He's eating broth.
She does it. That means nothing to her.
You just really front sold her.
Yeah.
Tomo's doing this broth fast and stuff like that. So, do you want to do a broth?
Oh, yeah, Carla was tank top day.
Tank top
Tuesday.
Hi, Carla.
They're talking about
Drano.
Oh,
no. Big potty, Mike.
That's not me. Do you automatically assume if there's a drain clog, it's me?
Well, it's not just
potty. Oscar assumes there's poo in a toilet that I clogged up.
And to be fair, it is the 80-ounce bottle of Drano.
Right.
What? You clogged up your sink. I'm unclogging
your You sink. Clogged up my sink.
How did
you
I don't use your sink. Because
the hair, the your long hair.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mike's
yeah.
losing his hair.
She wears a lot of hats. Anyway. So, Tomo, hold the broth up for Carla to see.
Okay.
The
broth. There you go.
20 pounds in 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
20 pounds in seven
days.
Mike, that's all you need. Congratulations. That's awesome.
It's a miracle.
That's the broth. Have you read about the broth diet?
I've heard about it, though.
Can I send you the recipe, Carla?
Is it hard to make?
No, it's very easy.
Okay.
It just takes a couple days.
And how much do I get every day?
How much you get what?
How much broth?
The bone broth. The crap you brought into the studio.
You can eat as much as you want. You really can.
You don't really eat it, though. You drink it,
Yeah,
right?
You drink it.
Yeah.
There's no chunks in
it. All the ingredients will come in a box labeled Todd Apron.
Hey.
All right, thank you.
I'll send you a 5-gallon drum. You can have all you want, Mike.
What are you draining this? Are you cleaning this, the Drano? You want me to do that?
Aw.
Yes, I would.
She's too pretty to be doing that.
I'll do it after the show. No, I'm doing it.
You got to do that. That's standing water. You'll have mosquitoes.
See where the little guy scratched me today?
Tank top Tuesdays. Yeah. Solid Tuesdays.
Okay, why don't you just comment? You're getting married. You're getting married on Saturday? That's from Sideways, too. That's from Sideways, too.
Hey, you
want? I've had that in my brain.
Do you want a Drano life hack?
Yeah.
When you pour it in, when you do your first treatment of the flushing of the water, use boiling water.
Boiling water.
Yeah, a tank of boiling water because it'll break up the fat that really.
I'll use the teapot.
Exactly. The short and stout one.
All right. Thank you for the broth. I will take it under advisement. But it makes you feel good.
Yeah. Well, fasting makes you feel good.
It doesn't.
It's a cleanse.
It doesn't.
Yeah. This is just one element of it.
It makes you feel really bad.
I'm on day two. Right? I haven't eaten.
I remember one time I was on a second day fast and I was at the grocery store with Carrie and the kids and I said, I've got to go because I just can't do this.
Why would
right
you
now.
Go into the yeah. lion's den?
No, it had nothing to do with the location. It's just where it hit me.
Do you know how much time he spends in Costco or grocery stores? Probably a lot of time.
How much time do
you do? Don't you do all your own grocery shopping?
I spend 8 hours a day sleeping and 9 hours a day marketing.
All right, we have to take a break.
I mean, if you buy in bulk, you shouldn't go back that many times.
Listen, this was one incident 5 years ago. I don't understand why this has become a thing.
You've never seen him consume peanut butter. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. News you may not need, coming up next.
I'm Oscar Santana. Hey!
And I'm Todd Moore. And we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and technology. Yeah! And we're doing it right now.
Yes. And we're much better than Rob's beat.
F you, Rob.
Listen to Tech 4-in-1. It's available on MichaelMaraShow.com or find us on iTunes. Just search for Tech 4-in-1 Show.
More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
That's the worst.
And now here's
Robo ever.
Oh, God.
He does it to hurt us. New show being recorded today.
Yes.
Oh,
can't wait.
Jeez. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. all the cool kids are doing Amazon. Cool kids like Eric Quick. He bought all of his pool winterizing supplies through our Amazon page, so he saved money, and he reeks of chlorine. Molly Watson Warner bought bras and panties, sexy time.
Yeah.
But she also bought cat food and fish filters, so never mind. Bill Sniffen bought a tuxedo because the man can rock a cummerbund. Ryan Armitage bought cat litter, so he's saving tons of cash on his water bill. And yes, David Macenda bought some meat claws. You know, for making pork barbecue, not for disposing of his victims. Right. Yes, shopping Amazon through our portal changes nothing for you, means the world to us. Do your shopping at Amazon and please access it via TMOS.
Yes.
Perfect. We have to remind you because if we don't, it's been proven that you don't do it if we don't remind
yes.
you. Use
yes,
the
on.
App Top or go mind. Through our website. Now go spend money and spend lots of it.
News.
And China, the crazy show today. Crazy connectivity.
Tom Petty was put on life support yesterday after suffering cardiac arrest. And he didn't make it, unfortunately. His family announced late last night that he died at 8:40 p.m. Pacific time at the age of 66. I didn't realize he was that young.
Yeah.
Tom's manager put out a statement on behalf of the family that ended a few hours of confusion after someone at the LAPD apparently confirmed Tom's death prematurely, and social media went bat-ass, as I discussed in the beginning part of the show. But anyway, it got out and people went crazy. Naturally, a lot of publications ran early stories saying that he died, including Rolling Stone, and Tom's daughter went after them on social media for it. There were other conflicting reports. The Hollywood Reporter, I remember that one, that's what I read,
yep.
said the authorities were called at 10:52 a.m. yesterday when Tom was found in his Malibu home in full cardiac arrest and not breathing. I went on and off on that, and that's it. That's the real story.
Okay. Also, no more heartbreaker hack jokes, please. Enough.
Yes, thank you very
please.
Much. Appreciate it. Bill O'Reilly gave his take on the Las Vegas shooting on his blog yesterday,
and it
turns out he thinks the dozens of people who were killed and the hundreds who were injured were paying the price for our freedom. Here's his quote. Once again, the big downside of American freedom is on gruesome display. This is the price of freedom. Violent nuts are allowed to roam free until they do damage, no matter how threatening they are. The Second Amendment is clear that Americans have a right to arm themselves for protection, even the loons. He ended the blog with this quote. Thanks for visiting BillO'Reilly.com and please stay safe. Try to get your head around that.
It's a little
hard to get your head around. George Foreman has challenged Steven Seagal to a fight.
Ooh.
On pay-per-view.
Wow. Hello.
Now, listen, I didn't buy Mayweather McGregor. I didn't do that, but I'd buy this. Yesterday, he tweeted, quote, Steven Seagal, I challenge you one-on-one. I use boxing. You can use whatever. 10 rounds in Vegas.
No way.
What is it, $1.99?
Seriously.
I'd pay $2.
I would. Change back on it, too.
If I'm Steven Seagal and, you know, I want to continue that lovely lifestyle, they make millions.
I mean,
they make millions.
And if Seagal would choose sumo wrestling.
Yeah.
He's monstrous now.
And if he can't get him, he could get George Seagal.
Yes.
He'd be good,
When someone asked him if a Seagal could use a sword, he replied, no weapons, hand-to-hand only. Maybe it's the stuff he said about NFL protesters or his bromance with Vladimir Putin, or maybe it's just the way Seagal says, Vladimir Putin.
Oh, yeah.
Which, let's be honest, is a pretty punchable offense. We have no response from Seagal, so we don't know whether that's going to happen or not.
He will show up in the biggest silk coat you've ever seen.
Yeah, let's fight. Yeah. Here we go. A new survey found the little things that make us happy. Here are the top 10. Number 10, having some lazy time where you just relax and do nothing. Nothing quite as nice as that.
That is nice.
Sunday afternoon. Number 9, doing a good deed. I'm all about that. You do something good for somebody and it'll make you feel 10 times better. Number 8, hearing from an old friend. That's good. I like that one. Number 7, finding money.
Oh, that's the best.
That never happens to me.
Yes, never happened to me either. No.
Hey, it's the season, though, because you're going to put on your old winter coat and you're going to find a 20 in the pocket.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Number 6, getting a compliment.
Mike, you look great.
Rob, I love that sweatshirt.
That's the best bone broth I've ever had.
It was delicious. Okay, stop. Number 5, getting a good deal. Oh yeah.
I'll sell you this like bone broth for 10 cents a gallon.
ZJ.
Here's one I think's overrated. It says petting your dog or cat. I do pet Frankie on a regular basis.
You hate your dog, though.
I don't hate my dog. I don't like my dog.
Okay, so it's somewhere in the middle.
I don't have a relationship with my dog. I don't want to say hate. It's too strong a word. I don't have a relationship
with either
one of my dogs.
You have a relationship. You walk them in the morning.
Yeah, you pick up their excrement. Yeah,
and they stare at me. You know, Beluga stares at me like with his blind eye, you know, going.
Does this look like
over?
A cataract?
Can I have the plate? Can I have the plate?
What
can
if you were to pay a compliment to your dog? Then you've got two things to make you feel great.
Hey, nice eyes going in other directions. All right, number 3, clean sheets. There's nothing better.
Oh, yeah.
Clean sheets are the bomb. Number 2, we get to do it every day, and I do believe it. Laughing with friends, I believe it, and that is good for the soul,
Big. Especially
when you scream and yell at the beginning of the show. And number 1, ladies and gentlemen, is a kiss and a hug.
Come here, pony.
There, too. Washington, Pennsylvania is about 30 miles southwest of Pittsburgh. And if you've ever driven through there, you might want to make a pit stop at the local Applebee's. You could get a free meal out of it. An anonymous couple has recently been paying random people's bills, and sometimes they do it for groups. They usually sit at the bar, tell their server they want to pay for it, and do it 2 or 3 times a month, which I think is very, very cool. One woman was there for her daughter's birthday last week, and they covered the entire bill of 16 people at Applebee's.
Wow.
Another woman had the same thing happen about 6 months ago while she was with a big group from church. A server named Samantha Powell. Hi, Samantha. Hi, Sam.
Sam.
Why do they call her Sam Powell?
I like that. Sam Powell.
She Sam Powell. Sam Powell chicken. Bro. She waited on the couple last week and says they don't want to be identified, but they own a business in the area. She's waited on them before. And she says the husband just always says he grew up poor, but now he's not, so that's why they do it. An assistant manager says they've actually been doing it for years. They've just never gotten this much attention before, which I think is sweet.
That's very cool. Pay it forward, right?
Pay it forward is very cool. And now something on the other side of town. Something, a little something. Anthropomorphic anthropomorphic hypersexualized robots are no longer just the stuff of science fiction. In fact, mechanical lovers are now becoming increasingly realistic and technologically advanced, so much so that, and it's not mechanical lovers, it's mechanical lovers.
Yes, exactly.
They're becoming more advanced. Dr. Lan Pearson is a futurist known for his 85% accuracy record. So this is a guy that tells you what's going to happen, mm-hmm. and he's right. Do you know the name, Tomo?
No.
He's Dr. Lan Pearson. He guesses that by 2050, sex with robots will be more common than human lovemaking. According to new data from YouGov Omnibus, 49% of Americans agree with Dr. Pearson that having sex with robots will become common practice sometime within the next 50 years. However, not everyone is prepared for this shift. For example, just 9% of women would consider getting frisky with a robot. Tom Gavin. However, men are much more open to the idea. One in four men, 24%, would at least think about taking an automaton lover. The 24% is also referred to as the Bloom effect. I had to. You knew it was coming. Everybody in that room knew that was coming.
Put a porcelain a facade on her.
Yeah. And make your own bone broth.
You only have to wait 50 years. 50, maybe less. Maybe less than that.
Where we're going, we don't need women.
We will come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There's a lot more to listen to this fall on the new TMOS app with more laughs.
More phone calls on Wide Open Wednesdays.
More stories about Gramps. More football picks from Nikki Diamond.
Yeah, baby!
More attempts from Gary Stein to sell some t-shirts. More awkward transitions from Cake and Cookies.
WABC.
And more hard-hitting questions from Marcus Cerna.
You like movies about gladiators.
Plus, there's the wedding of Oscar and Shannon, TMOS Live and the Big Easy, and maybe new episodes of Tech 411. It's a new season this fall, and you can get it all maybe. With the new TMOS app. Download it today, and you'll be
in the know.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tom, are you going to the wedding?
No.
No, he's going to his brother-in-law's wedding, and he wasn't invited anyways. Nobody was.
Yeah, he didn't invite me.
Yeah.
Who's your
family
best man?
Only.
Who's your best man?
My brother.
Oh, your brother. Okay. Yeah. Jose?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good.
But Todd's
right,
the best. Second best man. In the top three anyway.
There you go. Anyway.
Why'd you have to even ask that, you jerk?
Yeah. Awkward.
What? Yeah. You know I want to invite people. I'm broke.
No, I mean, I didn't know he was coming.
You knew he wasn't going. You knew deep inside. I've told you a zillion times.
I know you probably have. I knew it was, but it was back here. It wasn't up here. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the big wedding. Oscar's getting married Saturday.
A family wedding is a responsible wedding, Mike.
That's right.
I had the smallest wedding of anybody.
You've had three weddings.
But you've also had the biggest.
This is true.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob. Welcome back to the show.
There was an orchestra.
Brought to you the Gene Donati Orchestra.
They were great.
Rob talks about it even off air. He's like, let me tell you about this orchestra.
It's a great wedding, wasn't it?
I sang in front of that orchestra. It was marvelous.
And I had a Super Bowl MVP and a Norris.
Joe Schultz. Theismann was
yes,
there.
Was.
And Rod Langway was there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know.
Anyway, welcome back to the show. The best thing about TMOS listeners, they're like family, a big, dysfunctional, wonderful, odd family.
Yeah, boy. Yeah,
so
boy.
If you have a product to advertise, you can get that kind of professional read. You got a message to spread, we'll do it for you. It's the Mike O'Mara Sales Department. You want to advertise, guy, go to sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let us spread your word.
Yeah, boy.
That's right. We get it done on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, boy.
We sure do, Flay.
Yeah, boy.
You're right. All right, knock it off.
Yeah,
hey,
boy.
I said stop it. Welcome back to the show. Now, without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for today, Tuesday, October 3, 2017, Rob Spiewak.
I don't often ask you this, but I want to know if you want to hear this tape. I pulled this, and you mentioned it in the opening segment of the show. It's Jimmy Kimmel from last night. And it's not traditionally funny, obviously, but it is touching, and I think it has its value. Do you want to hear it, or should we just put it on?
Let's move on to something lighter, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Are people going to be mad at me now that you put it on me?
No. I don't think so.
Mike,
I don't think
we've
so.
We've covered the heavy.
Let's listen to a little bit of it, and then we won't listen to the whole
okay.
thing. All right.
Well, hello, everyone. Here we are again in the aftermath of another terrible, inexplicable, shocking and painful tragedy, this time in Las Vegas, which happens to be my hometown and Cleto's hometown, Cleto Sr.'s hometown. And as you know, at least 59 people are dead. Hundreds of people were wounded in what they say was the deadliest mass shooting in modern American history. Of course, we pray for the victims and for their families and friends, and we wonder why, even though there's probably no way to ever know why a human being would do something like this to other human beings who are at a concert.
I invite you to watch the entire clip on your own time.
It's so honest.
It really is.
Very, very honest.
And I know it's our job to make you laugh, but this is that's a telling and wonderful moment in broadcast history
Oscar, you've been closer to that guy than anybody on the show. You've been out there and you've been to the Kimmel show.
Yes.
You've gotten a chance to meet Jimmy, haven't you?
Absolutely.
He's just a sweetheart. He's a cool guy.
When we were in Arizona, Big O and Dukes was, we had him on our program multiple times, and the idea that this is when he was on television at that time as well.
Man show, right?
Yeah. He was doing the Jimmy Kimmel show at the time.
Jimmy Kimmel show. Yeah. He's been doing it a long time.
He cut his teeth with our program director at the time, and to a man, the idea that he goes on his show, and every time there's something, he talks about it in a manner that should be addressed, right?
I agree.
He doesn't just forget it. There isn't just a statement. There isn't, hey, we're going to have fun tonight, but remember, no, it's real.
Everybody that has a late night show right now, be it him or Fallon or Corden or Colbert, they all do a fine show in their own way, but his is the one that is now, I believe, the most relatable, the most honest, and when you watch it, you're seeing a real guy up there, not a performer.
Genuine.
Yeah.
And when he dives into the really funny, I mean, I think there's nobody funnier.
You're right.
He's definitely the funniest of them. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. All right.
Also, yesterday we lost Tom Petty. I wanted to play this tape because when something comes up about Elvis that I didn't know, I don't think anyone knows it. Tom Petty was first drawn to music because when he lived in Jacksonville, and Elvis was shooting the movie Follow That Dream in Jacksonville in 1962. Tom Petty, as a kid, met Elvis.
I must have been 10 or 11 years old. My aunt came over and said, Elvis Presley is making a movie, and your uncle's working on the picture, and I thought maybe you'd like to go down one day and watch the filming, see Elvis. Elvis appeared like, you know, a vision. He didn't look like anything I'd ever seen, and I'm just dumbstruck. And my uncle said, you know, Elvis, this is my family, this is my nephew, and Elvis kind of, and moved on, you know. I went home a changed man. When I hit the street the next day, I was trying to find some Elvis Presley records. I'm in about the fifth grade, and I'm playing 1950s records, and it's all I want to talk about. Even the other kids thought it was weird.
So when you think about why he had that guitar-driven sound, it's because he was drawn to Elvis early on. I thought that was kind of neat. So that's from Tom Petty's documentary. It's on Netflix right now. If you're interested in him as a musician, it's a great watch. Mike, as we have been together for a quarter of a century, one thing has remained unchanged. Crooks are still stupid.
Yes, they are. They're dumb, Rob.
In Mississippi, crooks broke out of jail. They went to a dollar store and then broke back in.
They stole cigarettes, cigarette lighters, cell phones, and that's items that they feel like that they can sell in jail. Already in jail, but you want to break out and break back in jail. You know, that's just something. I heard it all.
Hey, did you guys break into the Dollar General?
No.
Crime do not pay.
Crime do not pay, Mike.
And crime do not pay.
That sounds like an Onion story.
And the thing
it really does.
It does beg one question.
What's in the bag, my brother?
They went to Dollar General. You have to make sure that you know. I would say arguably one of the most influential filmmakers still alive today is Steven Spielberg, right?
Of course.
I mean, touched everything.
Can he make a movie, though?
Can he?
Not, it takes him forever.
Probably not anymore. But, you know, he doesn't watch his own movies. I found this
Slacker.
Fascinating. Yeah. What a jerk.
Avatar. Finally, please. Can you get another one? 10 years later.
That's James Cameron.
Oh, I take that all back.
All right.
Sorry. White guy. Old
Pony,
guy.
We finally found something to edit in today's show.
Yes.
Take that out. Steven Spielberg surprisingly does not watch his own movies.
I don't watch my films unless, for instance, I'll show my grandkids E.T. for the first time. And I'll love sitting next to them and telling them that he doesn't really die and it's scary only for a while. Then you'll grow to love him. And I kind of guide them through the experience. But unless I'm doing that with a film like E.T., I don't watch my films a lot.
I found that surprising. I thought he would
Doesn't
be a guy that would watch his own
them?
Movies. Well, yeah, but I mean, after they're done is what he's saying.
Oh, okay.
That would be a fantasy of mine, that I would have Steven Spielberg come over and sit there and watch E.T. for the first time with Michael.
Oh, that'd that be
would
great. Be
very, very
it sounds like
cool.
He'll ruin the movie.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Now, I did post this video.
He's not going to die.
This is on our Facebook page. I encourage you to watch this video. I'm very excited about this. It is a boy. He looks like he might be from another country. He swallowed a squeaky toy. And this is him on the examination table. And you can hear the doctor saying, open your mouth. This is on the inhale.
Open your mouth.
Look at Rob. This is pure joy.
Foreigner. This is squeaky toy.
You can't. He looks absolutely normal, and the doctor just says, open. It makes me want to reach into the screen and squeeze him. That's your magic on the phone. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today. It's designed by a guy that drinks broth.
Yay!
And fast. Wonderful stuff. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2B. Sorry we didn't get to it today. We'll do it tomorrow. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, Tomo. Don't be a stranger.
Thanks for having me on. Great to see you, Mike.
Right up to the end, ruin the movie with Steven Spielberg. That's the funniest
solid,
line of the
very
day.
Solid, yeah.
We'll be back with a brand new one for Rob Spielberg and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.